Welcome to the Lexus of Richmond Pursuit of Perfection Leadership Award as we celebrate the achievements of Central Virginia Scholar Athletes. The Pursuit of Perfection Leadership Award is brought to you by News Radio 1140 WRVA, Fox TV Richmond, Fleming Steakhouse, and Lexus of Richmond.
8:22 now here on News Radio 1140 WRVA. George Whitlow joins us from Lexus of Richmond. I'm going to take a wild guess, George, and say you brought a basketball player today.
I think that would be accurate.
Okay. I would hope so.
But so much more than that.
I know so much more than that. Tell us who you brought.
Oh, with great gusto, we're delighted to have this morning Anne-Marie Brand with us from J.R. Tucker.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Before we get into your many, many accolades, we do want to touch base first about the academics. That's the mainstay of our program, and you've been involved in a program at Tucker called Advanced College Academy. We've not seen this in the 21 years that we've been in this program. Tell us about how you have... Actually, you're going to become an associate's degree in college before you get a diploma from high school.
Yes, sir. I go to J.R. Tucker High School, and I'm part of the Advanced College Academy program, also known as the ACA program. I applied when I was in eighth grade, and this program, it's a dual enrollment program with J. Sargent Reynolds Community College. And when I graduate from high school, I will actually graduate with my associate's degree, 63 credits. I graduate from Reynolds in less than 2 months, and I will have that degree before I have my high school degree.
Unbelievable. How remarkable that must be. And you're sitting down on the bed doing your homework for the night. How do you pick one over the other? This is a high school paper. This is a college paper.
Most of my courses are dual enrollment. So like my biology, my English and government classes, they're Reynolds classes, but on my high school transcript, they're AP courses. And then some courses, especially my freshman and sophomore year, they were just high school honors courses preparing me for this next step into the college courses.
Boy, did you take advantage of it. When we look down at what your record is, you have AP Scholar with the recipient of the AP Scholar from your school. You have the National Honor Society. You're a member of the Beta Club. The Math Honor Society is in your repertoire. And just every which way we look when it comes to taking the test, you did super.
Yes, sir. My rule in my household is A comes before B. You get A's on your academic side before you play basketball or do anything else. So that's my motto, and that's how I strive to live.
Speaking of basketball, unbelievable record there for you. You're the power forward, I take it, for the Tucker team.
Yes, sir.
And you have passed through the 1,000-point mark last year. Tell us all about your basketball career. You're operating at a high level there as well.
We just finished up our season. We went 20-5, I think. I was named Conference Player of the Year this year and First Team All-Region. Like you said, I hit my 1,000-point mark last year and surpassed that this year. Basketball has given me everything. I could not have been more grateful for basketball and the doors it has opened for me.
Well, and you mentioned as we were chatting briefly before, the school's intention is to win a national championship, and you're a vital cog in that, being the power forward.
Yes, I'm going to Christopher Newport next year, and that's the team's goal and my goal as well.
Congratulations on that. Now, we know also, despite all the time that you're involved in going to two institutions of higher learning, you've been involved in giving back to the community in something called We Back Pat. Quickly, what was that about?
Yes, sir. That is an annual fundraiser we've hosted at Tucker in honor of Coach Pat Summit. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and my grandfather was diagnosed with Alzheimer's when I was younger. So it's a fundraiser we've been doing. And over the past 4 years, we've raised over $20,000 to give to the Pat Summit Foundation.
All in all, Anne-Marie, just a wonderful high school adventure for you that's part college and part high school.
Well, thank you so much again.
It's a hybrid.
I guess, Anne-Marie, you get to go in as a freshman with eligibility, but you'll be going in as a junior?
Exactly. I'll be going in with 63 credits, but I will be a freshman.
You'll probably have your master's degree before you use up your eligibility. Not bad.
I want to be an orthopedic surgeon, so that's the goal.
That'll help. That'll help cut down the timeline. Very nice to meet you. Best
nice
of luck.
Nice to meet you. Thank you
Read
so much.
Read more about her online at WRVA.com, keyword Lexus.